Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.79 acres, more or less.
Yes, sir.
Property is located north of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, east of Lost Point Road, and northwest of Bayville Shores Drive. 911 address is not available. Tax map ID is District 533, map 12, parcel 100. Conditional use number 2028 is Calton Ventures DE LLC, is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MR, medium-density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.79 acres, more or less. Property is located north of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, east of Lost Point Road, and northwest of Bayville Shores Drive. The 911 address was not available, and the tax map ID is District 533, map 12, parcel 100, the same parcel. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on September 10th of 2015. We did receive the application on June 24th of 2015. The applicant submitted an exhibit booklet on August 27th of 2015, which I've just passed down for the benefit of council. For public record, the council also has a copy of the commission's report, which they received in their packet on Friday. We did hear comments from DLDOT, Department of Transportation, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We did receive three letters in opposition, which were part of the record, and they summarized their comments in the report from council, or from the commission. The Dan McCreevy was present on behalf of Calton Ventures DE LLC with James Fuqua, Esquire, Fuqua, Urey, and Willard Professional Association, Jason Palkowicz, Professional Engineer, Frank Key, Landscape Architect, both being from Solutions IPEM. All gave testimony on behalf of the application. Mr. Fuqua also submitted two photographs of a outdoor living environment depicting fireplace, picnic table within a privacy wall, and suggested proposed findings of fact and condition of approval for consideration. Janet Dubert, president of the Bayville Shores Homeowners Association, Mike Malam of Bayville Shores South were present and spoke in opposition to the application and provided testimony for the reason for opposition. By a show of hands, we did have 17 people present in opposition. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the applications, and there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to defer action on change of zone 1783 for further consideration. That motion carried 4-0. There was a second motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to defer action on conditional use 2028 for further consideration. That motion carried 4-0. The commission has yet to take action on this application. It is on the agenda for consideration for a possible motion on Thursday, the 15th of this week. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Fuqua.
Anyway, just so you are aware that we have modern technology to use, that you have to bring these things with you here.
I was going to mention that hopefully this will be the last presentation I have with boards.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know we had this available now. We have money to do this.
So. I'm being dragged kicking and screaming into it, but I do recognize that it is beneficial to the public as well as the commission.
You made two statements there. You said this was your last presentation.
Using boards. Using boards, I believe I said. All right, and I also want to state that I'm going to be relatively brief. I can't be as brief as the two hearings before me because they were really quick, but I do have two applications before you today. They're a combination. We will be presenting that as one application or one presentation. That'll be the record for both the change of zone request and the conditional use request. So, Mrs. Deaver, gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua, and I'm attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, Calton Ventures DE LLC. With me is Dan McGreevy, seated right back here, on behalf of the applicant, and Frank Key and Jason Palkowicz of Solutions IPEM LLC, who are the engineers and land planners. As I said, there are two applications, a rezoning to MR and a conditional use for 61 townhouses. The site is currently wooded. The applicant is treating the site as if there were 4.17 acres of federal jurisdiction wetlands on the site. The wetlands were delineated by Environmental Resources, Inc. Because some of those wetlands have no surface connection to the waters of the U.S., they are actually not jurisdictional wetlands. However, those 4.17 acres will be treated as if they are federal jurisdiction wetlands, and none of those areas will be disturbed. There are no state tidal wetlands on the site. The property is located on the north side of Route 54 between Bayville Shores Drive and Lost Point Road. The site is literally surrounded by a variety of residential developments, and our application, I think, can clearly be referred to as an infill type of development. The area map here shows where our site is located, and you can see the developments that basically surround it. On the south of our property is Route 54. There's a small piece of land not included in our piece that's located adjacent to us. To the west of our site is the across Lost Point Road right here is part of Shady Park. To the north of our site is an additional section of Shady Park. To the northeast of our site is the Bayville Shores development. A portion of our site actually is adjacent to the Bayshore Shores Drive. And then on the east or southeast of our site is an existing residential condominium, the Bayville Shores South Condominium Development. There's a wide variety of existing zoning designations existing in the area. To the zoning map here. Again, our site is shown on here as the blue area. Directly across the road from our site. Well, first of all, predominantly you can see the general nature of the area is the orange color, and the orange is the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance MR Medium Residential District, which is the zoning that we are requesting. The area across Route 54 is Teaberry Woods. That is a development that's zoned AR2, which, as you probably know, is pretty rare. That was actually a zoning designation that was closed back in 1982, so you don't come across too many AR2 developments. West of that are two MR developments. Should be coming here. This is Kenwick West right here, and then the Kenwick Sound RPC. West and north of our site, which would be going in this direction. Adjacent to us, as I said, is Shady Park. Shady Park is zoned AR1. However, it's actually partially a non-conforming manufactured home community and partially a conditional use manufactured home community. So part of that was started before zoning. Part of that was approved after zoning as a conditional use. West of Shady Park on Route 54, there's a parcel here zoned commercial. And then to the north and west of that is the refuge at Derrickson Creek, which again is an MR RPC. As I said, northeast of our site, going in this direction, is the Bayville Shores mixed-use residential community. That also is an RPC development. That is actually zoned HR, high-density residential. And then immediately adjacent to our site, which would be this piece right here, is the Bayville Shores South condominium. That also is zoned HR, high-density residential. That was rezoned by the county in 2006. That application was a little bit unusual in that the applicant offered to place a private restriction on that property, limiting the development to 17 townhouses on 3.53 acres. So that is a townhouse development of 17 townhouses, which is a net density of 4.8 units to the acre. So as you can see, there's a wide variety of residential uses in the area and a wide variety of zoning designations in the immediate area. As to our applications, the requested MR zone conditional use of 61 townhouses will actually have a density of 4.1 units to the acre, which is consistent with the MR zoning that's being requested and is very compatible with the adjacent piece. Actually, it's less than the adjacent piece with the HR zoning, which has a density of 4.8 units to the acre and also has townhouses on it. DelDOT reviewed our applications and the site plan. They determined that no traffic impact study was required. The applicant will contribute to an area-wide study fund. Route 54 is down here. The only entrance to the site, as you can see, will be from Route 54. A new right-hand turn lane going west on Route 54 will be constructed. The length of that will be approximately 160 feet. It'll have a 10-foot wide car lane and adjacent to that a 5-foot wide bike lane. The entrance, of course, will be built in accordance with DelDOT standards. As you can see from the site plan, there are no other entrances or connections to other roads. There's no connection to Lawls Point Road, nor is there a connection to the Bayshore Road. The Bayshore Road actually provides access to all the Bayshore developments, and that's, Bayville Shores, Bayview Landing and Bayville Shores South condo. At our planning and zoning meeting, the president of the Bayville Shores HOA, Mrs. Dupert, expressed some concern over our site having access to that road because there's an existing easement agreement that gives our site the right to use that road. However, as I will restate, and as you can see from our application, we are providing no access to Bayshore Drive, and the application requests no such access. We've represented at the planning and zoning meeting that if, in fact, the applicant purchases this property as contemplated under the contract, we'd be agreeable to terminating that access easement. So we have no intended use to have any connection. The development will be served by Central Water from Artesian Water for domestic use and fire protection. The site is in the county Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. The County Engineers Department review comments from September 3rd state that the proposed project is within the planning study and system design assumptions for sewer service to this parcel, and that there will be adequate capacity for the project as proposed. Stormwater management design will conform to DENREC's stormwater management regulations. The site is in the fire service area of the Roxana Volunteer Fire Company, and it's in the Indian River School District. As to the site design itself, the only entrance will be from Route 54. As I said, there will be a right turn lane coming in. There will be an attractive entrance feature constructed at the entrance, as well as a development sign. The internal driveway, which is kind of this Y-shaped layout, will have street lights. It will be curved and gutted, and it will be widened an extra 5 feet to allow for a designated marked pedestrian bike lane. And that bike lane will come back out to Route 54 and connect to an existing sidewalk that is on Route 54. There will be a 20-foot wooded or landscape buffer around the perimeter of the site. Trees will remain in the wetland areas and in the non-wetland areas that are not utilized in the site development. The federal jurisdictional wetlands, including the so-called non-federal wetlands, will remain undisturbed and be appropriately marked. As I said before, there are no state title wetlands. There is a community gathering area, which on the site plan is referred to as an outdoor living room. The concept is basically, let me just say that's located over here. The concept is basically a delineated area. It contains a large outdoor fireplace with adjacent grilling facilities, picnic benches, and sitting areas. It's a place where people can congregate. It can be used for community gatherings or for private events of residents, and that would all be under the control of the condo association. And it's easier, there's a pictures that Mr. Lank, I think, is handing down that you can refer to see the concept. Approximately 60% of the parcel, about 9 acres, will remain as open space. That consists of the wooded wetlands and the non-wetland areas, the stormwater management areas, and the passive open space. The development will be a condominium community, so care and maintenance of the buffers, the stormwater areas, the wetland, signage, lawns, drives, and maintenance will all be under the control of the condo association. Lastly, the proposed development is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The site is designated as being in both the environmentally sensitive developing area and in the mixed residential area. They are two of the plan's growth areas where the plan directs development to be located. The comprehensive plan states the following guidelines should apply to future growth in the mixed residential area. First, as to permitted uses, the plan states that a full range of housing types are appropriate in this residential area, including single-family, townhouse, and multifamily units. Second, the densities in the mixed residential area, according to the plan, range from a maximum of 4 homes per acre for single family to a maximum of 12 dwelling units per acre for multifamily. And third, central water and sewer facilities are strongly encouraged. Our application is in accordance with the plan since, number one, our proposal of townhouses is recognized as an appropriate use. Our density of 4.1 units per acre is significantly less than the maximum densities referred to in the plan for townhouses. And our site, as I stated, will have central water from Artesian and central sewer from Sussex County. So our plan is in full compliance with the county comp plan. At the planning and zoning hearing, the president of the Bayville Shores HOA, Mrs. Janet Dubert, did express some concerns regarding our development having access to Bayville Shore Drive and also over potential stormwater runoff impact from the development of our site onto the Bayville Shores development. As indicated on the site plan, and as I have already indicated and represented, our site's access is directly from Route 54. No connection to Bayville Shore Drive is being requested or being proposed. As to the stormwater management, our site design is required to comply with and be reviewed and approved by DENREC and the Soil Conservation District. Those regulations prohibit our site discharging stormwater on the neighboring property, but I do, I'm gonna ask Mr. Key to just address that and explain in a little more detail how the stormwater will be handled. So with that, I'll ask Frank to explain that.
Afternoon, it's Frank Key with Solutions, Integrated Planning, Engineering, and Management here in Georgetown. Stormwater management for the site is really simple. All of the stormwater from this site, and in fact, to some extent from the adjacent townhouse site, whose parking lot runs off onto this site currently, will be detained on site and released at the same rate as before development in two locations, and those are where the stormwater goes today. There's a ditch on the property here that runs along the entry drive to Shady Park that goes back to the canals and discharges there, and there's a ditch along the back of the property that then turns north and goes between Shady Park and Bayville Shores, which is where the stormwater goes today. So it'll be detained, cleaned, and discharged at the same rates as before development in the same places. And that's pretty much stormwater management on this site in a nutshell.
Thanks. In closing, the development of this site, as I said, is a classic example of infill development, since the site is surrounded by a variety of residential uses, including single-family homes, manufactured homes, and townhouse condominiums. The adjacent property to our east, Bayville Shores South Condominium, was rezoned HR in 2006. It currently is developed with townhouses similar to what we are proposing, and the density of that site is a little bit greater than what we are requesting. Our application, as Lawrence stated, is on the Planning and Zoning Commission's agenda for Thursday night for recommendation, so I understand that you will not and cannot be making a decision today. And that will conclude our presentation, other than any questions you may have.
Mr. Fuqua, I have one question. You've mentioned that there is a commitment not to access Bayville Shores Drive. Would it be appropriate in any conditions for the conditional use to state that would be one of the conditions, that there be no access?
Yeah, we've represented that to the association and their attorney. In addition, as you can see, our site plan shows no access, so if we ever wanted to get access, we'd have to come back to the council for that access, and I believe you would be telling me that I represented to you today that we weren't going to have any access. So if you want to make it a condition, it's certainly agreeable.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Yes, Mr. President, may I?
This is a condominium community, so shall I presume that these roads will be private?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. How many sites you got?
61. 61 townhouses.
I misunderstood you. I thought you said 41. So I said, got the wrong picture if it's 41, so.
No, 61.
Okay.
Never said 41, I hope.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
I could ask a question. I see there's no amenities other than a fire pit. over the years, with these RPCs and planned communities and stuff, we're looking for a superior design and different things. Could you tell us why you don't, a fire pit you think is sufficient for amenities for this number of people to have for a community of this size? Because there is an argument made that the more amenities you have, the more people they remain on site and don't go out and get on the highways and byways, and I don't know how much of a fire pit will entertain them, but you could maybe tell me.
First of all, just technically, this is not an RPC.
Well, I know it isn't, but still, it's this.
No, I understand your point, but I just wanted to say it's not an RPC.
I understand it. Okay. I understand. But it's still, we're looking for superior design in anything we do. Right? Right. Okay.
Well, yes, okay. Again, you get into a situation where, depending on the size of the development, obviously it's going to increase the degree of amenities. 61 is a relatively low number. In a condominium or any kind of development of that size, certain amenities just become really quite too much expense and too much maintenance. Swimming pools, things of that nature, which, as you know, are utilized maybe 3 months a year, and many of those aren't utilized very much. It just isn't warranted. Tennis courts, things of that nature, again, for something of this size, just isn't warranted. This outdoor living room that I referred to, I think, if you see the pictures, you can see that it's actually quite a nice looking area to gather for people to, it's a kind of a park area. People can, as I said, grill and things of that nature there. People will be walking their dogs there, taking things of that nature there. Perhaps there'd be just like a tot lot type arrangements.
Are there sidewalks?
There's a 5-foot bike pedestrian lane along the road. In other words, the road's going to be 5 foot wider than is required, and that'll be
so
marked.
They'll be in the street with them.
Yes.
In other words, there won't be sidewalks.
Right, but it'll be marked and striped.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
Question. Just for clarification, you made reference to the Bayville Shores Drive not having any access to that. Just to clarify, you also do not show any access to the Lawls Point Road going back to Swan Keys and Shady Park.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
And if I can just mention, the Lost Point Road is also a private road. We would have no right to utilize that road, nor would anyone else have any right to utilize our private roads. There is a practical problem that comes up with it. I know lots of times the state or even the county will mention about inner road connection, but the problem with the private development is, you know, like if this road connected to Lost Point Road, which we have no right to, it basically creates a situation where anyone in Shady Park or even Swan Keys, for that matter, which is located down the road, you know, could basically cut through the development to get to the road. It, you know, it's really not, if you owned a home on this, you wouldn't want your street to become a main thoroughfare.
Bypass the traffic lane at Lost Point.
Yeah.
I do have one additional question, if I may, Mr. President. Sure. Just to make sure, I think it's a little bit further, if I recall, west on 54, but that commercial parcel, the gray, the car wash, is that what that is right there? Is that the red?
Could be.
I'm just trying to get my Mrs. Gray, the car wash.
There was a red closest to the site.
I think that's the
next red is in front of the refuge at Derrickson Creek.
I don't recall what was there. I just knew it was commercial use. Okay.
Mrs. Gray's house, the outdoor furniture business, and the car wash and mini storage and a couple other things.
Right.
In the commercial.
That is the red square there. Is that
brighter
right?
Red, right.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, Mr. Fuquay, did you have anything else to present?
No.
Okay, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, come on down.
Good afternoon. May it please the council, my name is Chad Toms, attorney with Whiteford, Taylor, and Preston. I'm appearing here on behalf of the Bayville Shores Homeowners Association. Mr. Fuquay has done a very good job of summarizing the concerns that were expressed by my client at the Planning and Zoning Commission. So they've asked me to appear today and try to clarify what they might be seeking in response to the concerns that they've expressed. As was mentioned earlier, Bayville Shores Community Association is a condo community, townhome structures, about 342 units. And the increase in density causes two main concerns for it. One is the traffic that might access Bayville Shores Road, which it owns, as well as any storm and surface water that may travel on or through its property. And as Mr. Fuquay has mentioned, there were some concerns that there's a roadway agreement that was put in place over the privately owned roadway when the community was under developer control. And that roadway agreement gives certain rights to the owners of this parcel to access Bayville Shores Roads and imposes potentially some obligations on them as well. Increase in density would concern the community, but as what we've heard is that that's not, as proposed, going to be a problem. And as a result of that, the community is here only to ask that that be made a condition of approval. So that's a fairly easy issue for the community to address today. The second issue is stormwater management and surface issues. There's two problems driving the community's concern with this. Their roadway, which Bayville Shores Drive accesses Route 54, has certain ponding of water and what they'd consider to be a currently failing stormwater management system. So they're dealing with the repercussions of that. In addition to that, they've been invited by Swan Keys to participate in certain requests for funding to take on studies to address some of the runoff problems that is increasing the bacteria around the waterways that access both Swan Keys and Bayville Shores. So those are the concerns that the community has related to any type of change or increase to the stormwater or the surface management problems. And so what's the community here asking for? Well, unfortunately, the community has not had the opportunity to retain or to get the report from their own engineer. They have actually retained their own engineer to see if they can address their stormwater management problems, as well as understand what the development of this particular community may cause to them. And so what we're here asking to, we're rising in opposition to the rezoning, as well as seeking in the alternative a condition that either the development of this community have no adverse impact upon Bayville Shores, and you know how that might become about is that working with our own engineer, we can participate and be a part of the stormwater management plan that's submitted to make sure that there's no adverse impact upon Bayville Shores. Or in the alternative, we would ask that the record be left open so that we can obtain our engineering reports and submit it as to what our engineers believe the impact of this development may have. So those are the concerns that our community has in regards to the stormwater and the stormwater management and what their requests are presently at the present time. So I hope that that was concise enough, and if there's any questions, I'm happy to address those.
Did you make that same request to P&Z?
Those same requests.
About the holding things off until your engineer commented?
No, it is not. That's a slightly different request because our engineer was actually been retained in between the hearing at the P&Z now. And we had hoped to be able to provide something more substantive at today's hearing, but that's just too short of a time period for us to accomplish.
You don't have any time, any particular time frame that the engineer could provide anything?
Our engineer has told us that they would need 30 days. You know, I hate to give them that tight of a time frame, but at a minimum, that's what we're looking for. Slightly better would be even better.
Okay.
How long has he known this?
I'm sorry?
How long has your engineer known this?
He just got hired.
How long have you known this project?
Our property manager is here today. I think he.
How long have you known this project's come up? How long have you known this? If you just got notified in the last week or two, has it been a couple months? How long have you known this project is on the board?
I can't speak for every member on the board. I can say that my involvement has spanned since less than a week prior to the planning.
Well, it sounds like you're saying here you need more 30 days and all this and that. I just wondered why you waited this long, why you didn't know it ahead of time, why you didn't have this taken care of.
To be honest, it's been difficult to retain an engineer.
Okay.
There's been a couple that we've been through.
Okay.
Mr. President, may I ask a question?
Charlotte.
The applicant has made reference. I know one of the concerns is obviously was the impact of the surrounding, the additional traffic, which was already noted. But the applicant made reference to their storm management plan. As if I recall, I can't ask him to come back up, so hopefully you can clarify. But if I recall, you know, water would be going through, existing, for sake of a better word, a canal, correct? That would be going back to,
wetland area.
I guess the,
mm-hmm.
Correct. So with utilizing this map, can you show or can somebody show me where this runoff, where these canals are located as it relates to the concern, your concern? Your client's concern? Or maybe the HOA management person can come up and share that. Or somebody.
There are two points of outfall for the site as it sits today, and those are the same two points that stormwater would go to, and at the same rate of discharge as today. The one ditch is along Shady Park Road where it crosses over the site. It goes back, turns, and goes to goes to the canal right here. The other point of discharge is right there at the northeast corner. There's an existing ditch that's been there since before Bayville Shores was developed that runs between the houses. It bypasses the stormwater management pond that is Bayville Shores stormwater management pond and is the same ditch to which Bayville Shores discharges this portion of the site. It goes right there, turns, and goes into that canal. So we're going to the same points that it goes to today at the same rates before development. We have to do that because it's the only point of discharge, and DNREC only lets us discharge at that rate.
And with that being said, I mean, DNREC is...
Were you getting ready to add additional to that?
If I might...
Please, I apologize. Yeah, go ahead.
Using that same drawing, the problems that the community's experience are very close to 54. What they're having is ponding along this stretch, which is right along in here. So what they don't know, and their engineer is hopefully going to be able to tell them, is what level of saturation and discharge, if any, comes through the wetlands that are going to remain undisturbed, and whether or not, even if DNREC would allow such a thing to continue, whether or not that is creating impact on the community's property. And if it is, we believe that it should be addressed as part of this development and not allowed to continue to discharge. And that's one of the things we just don't know the answer to at this time.
Well, at this point, really, you've given your presentation.
We can't help the report.
Good.
Okay. All right.
Good question. Okay. Seeing no more questions or anyone else that would...
Could I just address the request for the regarding the engineer's report?
We're not finished yet. Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this? Anyone else speak in opposition? Okay, seeing none. Mr. Fuqua, I know you'd like to address that, but I think that we can address that. The council can itself in its discussion. Because the hearing, the portion of the hearing, you've been given an opportunity to give your presentation.
But again, I
would only comment
that...
I understand, Mr. Fuqua.
I
understand.
Mr. Fuqua.
It's a no-no.
Thank you, sir.
And at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
Close the public hearing. Pleasure, council. We'll close public comments.
Yes.
Okay with council? Anyone leave left over or anything? Or?
I do have a question.
Throw it.
Before we decide what we want to do here. So the question that I have as it relates to the store management process, as it relates to this the applicant, in the end, the final decision will be made by whom? Denrec. Is that correct?
Yeah, soil conservation.
Soil conservation.
Soil conservation district. They are the ones that have the authority one way or the other, correct?
Correct.
Sussex so, Conservation District through Denrec.
Yep.
Or with for Denrec.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. No.
So, I mean, either way, they will be looking at all of, they would be looking at this to ensure that Bayville Shores, in this example, is not impacted.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so there already is a mechanism in place. Thank you.
Any more questions? Okay, now to close public comment.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we have to move over to...
And Mr. Moore, I guess you need to read each one individually, short title, and then we will defer, obviously.
Okay.
Yes, the first one is the change of zone. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.79 acres more or less.
Pleasure, council.
I think we need to defer.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to defer on change of zone 1783. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.79 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, council.
Make motion to defer.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to defer.
We don't have no option, do we?
No, we don't. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Who made the motion?
Okay, Mr. Fuqua,
take the vote, Mrs.
Deaver. You can now make your statement.
Cole. Mr. Arlett? Yes. Mr. Wilson? I vote yes.
What'd you want to say, Jim?
You got hammered?
I just wanted to have a nice evening. All right.